Good morning again, prayer warriors. Just hope your prayer life is just, you know, just take that time by yourself or with others just to pray today. And I would just pray that each of you have that moment with God where you can hear His voice. And let's just go ahead and open in prayer. Dear Lord, I just give thanks. And we just want to praise your name today. We want to praise your name just as those in the history of the Jewish nation and in the Old Testament and the New Testament have just prayed and you answer prayers, Lord. Sometimes you say yes, no, or wait, but we wait on you. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, prayer warriors, hey, last week we got a great chance to talk about Joshua there in Joshua 7 and 8, how he turned around and there at the Battle of Ai and Bethel and how he threw himself down on the ground because really he didn't know what to do. And God reached down and said, Joshua, get up. And Joshua listened to God and they took the day. And so this week, what I want to do is talk about another great prayer warrior and really a warrior and really, you know, a man after our own hearts. And if we kind of study David, a lot of us can see a lot of ourselves in his life. And today, just a little background, there's the book of Psalms and there's the book of Proverbs. And if you remember Billy Graham, the great evangelist, you know, he's got a son, Franklin Graham, and took over for him. And then Franklin's got a couple of sons. Edward, who is a retired Army officer, he's got the Samaritan's Purse half. Well, His other son, Roy Graham, has the Billy Graham Evangelical Association, and they have chaplains out there and prayer warriors, and they get up and pray every day collectively for the staff and for other things and other needs throughout the world. And recently, Roy said this about his grandfather, Billy. He said, Psalms tell us how to get along with God, and this is how he felt his granddad. He said, this is what my granddad Billy Graham thought. He said, Psalms tells us how to get along with God. Proverbs tells us how to get along with our fellow man. So Psalms is this great, you know, 149 different Psalms that how we improve our vertical relationship with God. Proverbs, those 31 Proverbs in there, tells us how to get along with this horizontal relationships with each other. So today I just want to talk about David and his relationship with God and that prayer. And so the prayers are so numerous. A lot of the stuff we'll talk about today is from Psalm 25. So if you want to turn to Psalm 25, we'll just keep hitting on that. And one of the first things that David, you know, he had this affair with Bathsheba and a baby, and he asked for forgiveness. But really, there's another one in there, Psalm 25:11. David's simple words, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my sin, pardon my guilt, for it is great. You know, a lot of us tend to minimize things in our lives, but David was one of those great guys that would say, Lord, I'm laying it all out here for you. My sin is huge. He didn't mince words. He didn't try and minimize those. He didn't try and hide his sin from God, because he would just put it all out there. He would lay it out there for God, and he would ask to be forgiven. And in this case, he also cries out, remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. I mean, he's going back a ways too, and it was just continual here in the book of Psalms as he would offer up these prayers and asking for forgiveness. You know, and it was very much unlike the other kings and everybody else out there in those days. They were kind of, they thought they were like way cool. They thought they were like the deities. They thought they were like gods. But here is David in his prayer 3,000 years ago. He's strengthening his vertical relationship with God through prayer, just as we can do that every day. And he doesn't go in there and like a lawyer and many of the things of Pharisees at the time, you know, argue with God. Oh, yeah, well, you know, kind of maybe sometimes. No, David would lay it all out there in Psalm 25. And then he would also continue to ask for mercy. there in 25:6. He said, "Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from old." So he understands that throughout history and throughout forever, God's love is going to trump everything else. And God's love for us, you know, is he's going to be a merciful God. He is a merciful God. God has withheld so much judgment on my own life. Maybe he has on yours. He's given us this mercy and this grace. And you recall it there in Psalm 18. David also said, "The cords of death encompassed me." You know, Saul was chasing him. Saul was trying to kill him. He said, "The torrents of destruction assailed me. You know, the cords of hell entangled me, and the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. God, I cried for help." So, is that kind of sound a little familiar in our lives? What's going on in your life today? Do you have challenges with your spouse, children, others in your family? And so what we've got to do is not only pray for that forgiveness and that mercy, but to spend a lifetime in God's house, because he turns around and David says, "One thing have I asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." All the days of my life, not just today or not just on Sundays, Monday through Sunday until the day I die, and then I can gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. So he gets it. He understands it. There in Psalm 27, David is saying, "May I dwell with you, God, every moment of my life." Can we do that today? Can we start today just praying for that? Those simple prayers, "God, help me. God, let me dwell with you." And then deliverance from your enemies. You know, he says, "Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me." Well, I think we've got that going on around us. We see the work of the devil every day. Yeah, I may be preaching hellfire and brimstone, but you know, we see the world. It is in a bad place right now. Our country is in a bad place. There's so much division. We need to be united, not of things of the world. We need to be united in the things of God, having that strong vertical relationship and that love in our horizontal relationships. But just pray for that continued mercy, and then deliverance from your enemies, and pray for that guidance. There in Psalm 25:4, David says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." And where do we learn that from? We learn that here from God's Word, his inspired Word, those 66 books by 40 authors. It's just amazing. We don't have to turn to self-help or, you know, a lot of different places, but we just turn to God's Word here, just as David did. David was just that great prayer warrior, and I would just ask today that you turn to God. Ask for that forgiveness. Ask for that mercy. Ask to be with him every day of your life. And so who are you praying for today? Let me just ask you that. I've got one person on my heart, and him and his family, they're going through some tough times. So just gather up one person, one name, put it there in front of you. Pray for them today. Just lift them up. God answers prayers. God says yes, no, or wait. In many cases, it's wait. We don't like that. However, we're strengthening our relationship with God. May each of you just have a blessed week. Go in prayer, and thank you so much.